Improve It peeps, welcome to the Improve It podcast. If you are new here, welcome. I am Erin Deal, your host. I'm also the founder of the professional development company, Improve It. And I am also a new author of the leadership development book, I See You, a leader's guide to energizing your team through radical empathy. Our purpose here at Improve It, not only the podcast, but the professional development company, is to elevate how you work through play. We are an improv-infused talent development company for a new generation of work. Now, I'm giving you all the backstory on us, but I want to let you know I know who you are. By clicking play on this episode, you are a people leader who cares deeply about the people that you lead and the lives that you touch. You want to make this world a better place. And let me just tell you, speaking of leaving this world a better place, I get so much energy when I hear from you. When I know that this show, this content, either a solo show or a guest we've brought on, has impacted your life in a positive way, that is the meaning. That is the why behind we do what we do. And I want to read a review from one of our peeps here. This is from Fow Fow. I love the evolution of this pod. These episodes don't just make me better at work, they make me better at life. Thank you for constantly inspiring, engaging, encouraging, and caring for your people. Fow Fow, thank you for this awesome review on iTunes. Let me just tell you, this is how guests judge if they want to come on this show, the amount of reviews, the most recent reviews. So if you are an OG Improve It peep and you have not left a review for this show, I know I sound like a broken record. Let me scratch it. Please leave us a review. It honestly would mean so much to myself, to the team behind this show. It helps us get this content to more people. It helps us bring you the most amazing content possible. So my ask today, my friends, if you haven't done so already, scroll to iTunes. If you use Spotify, you can leave a review there too. But iTunes is mostly where people go to see how many reviews the show has. So if you go there, scroll down, hit 5 stars, leave a comment. It would mean the world to me. And I'm going to say this, if you do that and you send me an email at info@learntoimproveit.com and just tell me the name of your review, I'm going to send you a signed copy of I See You. So do that. Let me send you a signed copy of this book and give the love back to you. It would mean so much to me. All right. So we are going to get right into today's show. Today's title is What Are the Secrets to Transforming Siloed Teams into Collaborative Powerhouses? So I'm bringing this content up because we heard from one of you, our amazing Improve It peeps, that this was a burning question. So let's check out that question from one of our amazing peeps from our peeps community now.
As a new manager at a company, I inherited a team of 6 people, and I'm interested in changing and evolving the team culture into one where there is less of a silo between people and their roles and more developing people's leadership and management experience up so that, you know, they're thinking about their future careers, it's working on career development. What are some good first steps I could take in changing that team culture from keep your head down, do your job, that you're in your silo and don't, you know, be a team, into a very fully realized team environment? Help me improve it.
Okay. I love this question. This new to this team manager. So I don't think this manager or leader is a new leader. I think they're just new to this team. This new leader is eager to break down the silos that exist foster greater leadership and get their team thinking about career development? I love this question because it's all about taking proactive steps to create a fully realized team environment. So let's just take a step back. Listening to this peep, I want you to think about your own leadership journey. How many of you can relate to this question as a leader, as somebody who might have inherited a team, and the team that you've inherited has different working styles and practices that you not necessarily are in line with in the way that you like to lead your teams? Or maybe you're on the flip side of this because you might have been somebody who has been the person working in a silo, and you wish that you had a more collaborative and effective leader. So today's episode can go both ways. If you're looking for more collaboration and less siloed, I got some quick, hard-hitting steps for you. And I want to tell you that you're not alone. I had an experience very similar to this. Back in my 20s, back in the day when I walked uphill both ways in the snow, I did a lot of contract work. And in between that contract work, I would take temp jobs at different offices in different industries. And I did this in the city of Chicago. And let me just tell you, it was so fascinating to see the different dynamics of teams. And one in particular had a very siloed culture. I would come to work, I would sit at my desk, my head down. Here's the funny part. I was temping as their receptionist, okay? But I barely talked to anyone because no one came in the office and people barely spoke to me as they walked out to go on a lunch or a smoke break. So it was this really scarcity-driven environment built out of fear, it felt like. And my assignment there was only 2 weeks. And as a highly collaborative human, like I've been collaborating since I was out of the womb, this was an extremely hard environment for me. I craved that human connection. And if you are a leader listening today, like our peep who brought this question to our attention and craves connection, let me just say I have got a 6-step plan to help you take your team from silo to hello teammates in no time. So let's get into it. Here are the 6 steps to going from silo to hello teammate in no time. So if you want to grab a pen and paper, this is a great time to do so. If you want to jot down some notes on your app in your phone, this is also a great time to get those out and ready because I'm going to hit you with a lot of steps, a lot of information, and I want to make sure you have it all in one place. So here is step one. Step one. From going to silo to hello team is solo silo convos. What a step. Solo silo convos. It's also a tongue twister. Try using that as your next warm up. Solo silo convos. Solo silo convos. Anyway, okay, here's what you're going to do. You are going to schedule one-on-one conversations with your team. Now, our peep who sent us this question has a team of 6 people. That's 6 different conversations. If you have a really large team, I understand this could be very time consuming, but let's say you are a leader with a smaller team. Let's stick with this plan so we can help our peep, but also help you at the same time. So you schedule these one-on-one conversations, and I want you to schedule them for an hour. If you're a remote company, it's fine to do them over Zoom, but if you are a hybrid or in any way in-person conversations, I really do think, gain a lot more traction. I have a remote team. We still do all of our conversations over Zoom, but when I'm with them in person, there's just that human-to-human connection that can't be beat, and that's what you're actually trying to create for your team. So if you can get in person, even better, all right? So once you schedule those one-on-ones, I want you to give them some homework. Ask them to come to the table or come to the conversation with 4 different specific questions answered, okay? Here are my 4 favorites. Number 1, what do you want to stop doing in your role? Number 2, what do you want to start doing in your role? Number 3, what is one thing that you love doing and want to continue doing? And number 4, 1 year from now, where do you see yourself in this company? Let me repeat those. What do you want to stop doing in your role? Number one. Number two, what do you want to start doing in your role? Number three, what is one thing that you love doing and want to continue doing? And number four, where do you see yourself in this company? Plan an hour, and I want you, my peep, to bring a notebook and pen because you are going to be taking copious notes. So here's what you're going to gain from that conversation. You're going to know what they like doing, what they don't like doing, where they see themselves, opportunities for growth. And you're also going to know how you can lead them. Because guess what? Sometimes the people you lead don't want to collaborate. They may like to be a head down worker. And that's good. That's okay. That is A-okay. There is space in this world for all of it. However, what you want to understand is what is really going to light them up, and then how can you play on those things that light them up and bring it to the team? They can still do their head down work, but it's more collaborative. People understand what they're doing and the why behind it. So that conversation is going to go such a long way. Now, if you've already done that, my peep, I understand this is sort of leadership 101, but if you haven't, seriously, make this your first step. Solo silo combos, all right? Step two, this one's a long one, all right? Step two, create the vision. Now, once you know what and where and how the current team dynamics are, it's time for you to create a vision of what you want your team culture to look like. So now you've got all the back-end information from your team. And now you get to decide, as the person leading these six people, how do I want to bring this back? And what does it look like? What is the vision? Because, you know, without a vision, we just start throwing darts at a wall. But if you have that round board with a little hole in the center, you know exactly where to aim so you can hit it, right? So you are not going to throw darts at a wall. You're going to ready, aim, fire, put pen to paper and understand the vision. Now, one idea here is you could bucket your vision into three parts. Number one, how are you going to collaborate? What is the vision for that? Number two, what is the leadership development look like for this team? And number three, what does the growth look like for this team? Here are some creative ways to create your vision. All right. You can showcase this by creating a vision board. I love a vision board. I have one directly behind me in my laptop in my podcast closet right now. Or another creative way, which would cost a little bit of money, but is a great way to share your vision with the team, is to hire an illustrator who creates pictures of team dynamics and conversations for you. One company I love based out of Chicago who does this is Ink Factory Studio. They're located in Chicago, but I know there are tons of companies in major cities who do this work, and it's beautiful to see the words, the pictures, the illustration of those thoughts really come to life. So you can showcase this creatively in two ways. Now, after you have done this vision, you're going to have another meeting with all six members of your team and go through this vision with them. And one of the most important things that you're going to do when you're explaining the vision to the team is call out areas of interest that many people spoke about. So let's say a theme that came out of your six individual conversations was growth. They want growth. They want to know how they're going to grow. You got a whole section for that. Or let's say they really want to spend more time working on bigger projects. You got a whole section for that. When these people on your team feel like you've heard them, they feel seen, heard, and valued, and you've created a plan, not only for them, for the other people you lead, they're like, heck yes, let me grab on. Here I am. I'm going to show up. And not only am I going to show up for this company, but I'm showing up for the six or the five other people around me. Sticking with my example here, okay? So let me give you some examples of this vision at work. So your first area could be collaboration. Here are some examples of how you could collaborate. You can host Zoom calls with fun playlists throughout the day for head down work if you are virtual. So I have heard many teams do this. We tried this a couple times on my team, but our roles are so different that it's really hard for us to collaborate in sometimes this environment, but it could work for another team. So you go on Zoom, you put on a killer playlist. I like classical music or just instrumental music. And you know that for that focus hour, your team is doing head down work together as if you're sitting in the same office. All right. So that's one way. You can also create specific channels for teams on Slack for people to cross-collaborate and communicate in those Slack channels. This is huge for our team here at Improve It. We have channels for everything. So we have a channel for this podcast. So the podcast team collaborates there. We have a channel for kid pictures. We have a channel for random funny things we find on the internet. We have a channel for the wins that come up in the day. We have a channel for kudos or praise for the team. So creating different siloed little, I don't want to say siloed, but this is actually creating collaboration through siloed communication channels that narrow in on the communication. It's a siloed communication channel, but it actually brings you so much collaboration because people are connecting and working together collaboratively through that. This is another idea if you have some type of remote team that gets together frequently, or you're hybrid and you're in the office and out of the office. Create a on-site space for the team to get together once a week and work collectively. And in this space, maybe in those one-of-ones, you've asked the team, what are some of your favorite snacks? And you gather those favorite snacks for the team and you have those, and the team walks in and they feel so loved because you've got Kit Kat bars and you've got zebra cakes and you've got donuts and all of their favorite foods laid out for them, and you're inspiring communication and conversation over food. It works every time, I promise you. So think about the creative ways you're going to collaborate. And here's number two, all right? So we talked about the three different buckets of your vision. The number two bucket is your leadership development. You can work with companies like us. We are a talent development company that uses improv, right, to do different trainings on soft skills. You could work with us in different ways for leadership development. You can find events in the community that your team lives in for them to attend in person. It might be through your local chamber of commerce. If you're in HR, it could be a local SHRM chapter or a Disrupt HR. So you can really find things wherever somebody lives to give them ways to learn and to develop. I just threw in Improve It as an option. There are so many companies out there like us who are doing things outside the box and can bring some new energy and life to your team. So there's also free ways, right? You don't have to hire a company. You can attend local free events, local free online events. There's so many ways to make sure that the team is constantly learning and developing themselves in as many ways as possible. And number three, growth. You want to make sure that everyone on the team has a goal and knows what they're going to do to achieve it. And they want to know that growth is within their reach. So creating this vision, putting it together, executing it in a creative way, and explaining it and demonstrating it to your team will go such a long way. You definitely have to put the vision into action. So know that's the next part, but this is a great place to communicate the value of collaboration right here and to show them how to collaborate effectively, because ultimately you're gathering their information and you're collaborating that information together to create a shared vision for this team. Now, I have another huge example under vision that I don't want to get into because we have other content surrounding this. But at the end of the book, I See You, the book that I launched in February of 2024, we have an entire chapter devoted to creating core values as a team. Literally lay it out for you step by step by step. It is chapter 10 of I See You. So again, if you leave a review and send me the name of the person that you left the review under, because you have to leave a little screen name, I will send you a copy of this book for free and it will be signed so you can get these core values. Just make sure you send it to info@learntoimproveit.com. So that's step one. That's step two. Step one was solo silo combos. Step two is the vision. Step three, I call stop, collaborate, and listen. Now, after you've shared the vision with the team, you are going to specifically partner individuals together to work on new projects or even existing products. Projects. So the team now knows the vision, and now they will have a greater understanding of why they're not working in a silo. Now they're collaborating. You will know who is eager for this from your one-on-one conversations. And I would not force collaboration from someone who really, really likes to do head-down work. I'd be very selective and timely on when I allow that person to have a collaborative effort. But I want you to specifically partner people together on projects and then host a meeting with everyone on the team and every week give an update about where they're at with the project. So you can say on track or off track is an easy way to demonstrate how the goal is going. And we also want to make sure in this conversation in the team meeting, we are talking about the goal. What is the end goal? And are we on track or off track? This holds everyone accountable and allows the entire team to feel excited and to be excited about collaborating together. I have made some of my most best friends in life from work collaborations, honestly. And to this day, I still remember feeling very grateful for the opportunity to not have to be alone on a goal, to feel like I had somebody next to me, either cheering me on, pumping me up, or helping get the work done. So the vision is now set in step two. Now you're putting the work into action and you're having them collaborate and communicate how that collaboration is going. Step four, this was a part of your vision. You are going to develop leadership opportunities within the team. One of our core values here at Improve It is be the leader you want to be led by. So you, as the leader who wants more collaboration to take place, are going to have to allow leaders to step up and start collaborating, even if it's in the smallest of ways. So you can have one of the six people on your team facilitate a meeting. Say, hey, Susan, you're in charge of next week's weekly 10. You're going to see if one of your team members is interested in mentoring a colleague. That's another great example. And maybe this came up in one of your one-on-ones that they want to have mentorship. They want to get some more leadership under their belt. So find a junior person in the organization that's not on your team that they could be a mentor for and allow that to take place. You can also appoint someone as the chief yes and officer in meetings. I know it sounds super cheesy, but yes and is a fundamental that we swear by here at Improve It. It's one of the major tenets of improv comedy. And this means that this person is in charge of making sure no one is refusing an idea in a meeting. So if an idea is brought up and somebody shuts it down, that chief yes and officer says, hey, Susan, guess what? I got a yes and. And we go into detail a lot about this in a lot of our other podcasts. So if this is something that's new to you, just keep listening because yes and is such a big fundamental of Improve It and of improv in general. You can also pinpoint someone to be responsible for the culture of the team. One way to do this is very easy through Slack. If you use Teams, I'm not a Teams person, so I'm not as familiar with that platform, but on Slack, you can create specific communication channels. And we have a general channel here at Improve It. You can add in icebreakers. We have a list of 100 free icebreakers or conversation starter questions for you. So you can literally go to our website and that will pop up and you can snag that and grab those for free. But you can add those questions in Slack as a way to get to know each other and have conversations that aren't just about work inside of Slack. You can have this person who's in charge of culture put in trivia questions, pop in playlists to help people get through their day. But you literally can go person by person within your team and give them some type of stretch assignment or goal that is going to develop them and their leadership skills on your team. And right there, you're already coming up with six different ways that they're collaborating. Here is step five. You're gonna review. So you've had your siloed one-on-one. After you've done that, you have created the vision for how this team is going to look and feel. You are creating collaboration all over the place by putting people together on specific projects, holding meetings to make sure that they are holding themselves accountable, as well as keeping everybody updated. You're giving development opportunities within the team for people to feel seen, heard, and valued and show up in different ways. And then step five, you are going to regularly schedule these one-on-ones with your team. Now, in the beginning of this new leadership, you might want to just do this quarterly, right? I would say monthly feels like too much. Four times a year feels pretty great. However, as you develop stronger relationships, you can move this to biannually. That's what we do here at Improve It. We used to do every quarter, and it was good. I think it felt a little redundant from quarter to quarter just because the way that we do our reviews is against our core values. So we measure the success of the individual based on their measurement against our core values. And that is a set of five different core values that we measure on a 1 to 5 scale. And during this time, I ask them what they want to start and stop doing and what, if anything, would make them love their job more. And I really listen to those things and then make sure we put them into practice. So now you're going to make sure you're regularly checking in with the team. They know what your vision is. They are holding themselves accountable. They've got these new stretch assignments within the company within the team to create culture. You're going to review it regularly. And then step six, this is an ongoing step. It starts with you. That is step six. It starts with you. You are going to be the leader you want to be led by. This is a core value at Improve It. But by establishing core values and a vision for your team, implementing them, hiring and measuring performance with your core values, this is all only going to happen if you make it happen. You. And again, I want to just reiterate, I See You, the book, it is I See You, A Leader's Guide to Energizing Your Team Through Radical Empathy, can be yours. Send us a review. I'll send it to you for free. You can get it anywhere books are sold. But in chapter 10, I'm going to give you that step-by-step guide to creating your core values. And we also have free episodes on it too. So if you want to just stick with the show, you can go to episode 220 and episode 110 of the Improve It podcast. And we'll walk you through core values, how to create them, and how to measure success as well as hire with those core values. I promise you, this sounds like a lot. It's going to take time, but you can do it and you and your team will be better for it, my peeps. So this helps with our very specific question from a member of our peeps community who's looking to break down those silos to foster leadership and get their team thinking about career development. And I want to just recap those steps with you one more time. Step one, have those solo silo combos. Step two, create the vision and share that vision with the team. Step three, specifically pair individuals together on projects and make sure you're getting weekly check-ins on that progress. Step four, develop leadership opportunities within your team to create ways to collaborate. And I give you quite a few ways in the show here. Step five, you're going to create those regularly scheduled check-ins. So either a biannual or quarterly review process. And step six, you're going to keep reminding yourself that you are going to be the leader that you want to be led by. It starts with you, my friend. And I promise you, you can do it. And the people around you are going to feel so grateful for your time, for your effort, for your energy in developing them. Now, I want to also share at Improve It, we have a specific workshop for this. It's all about team building. It is called Team Building. Our workshops are an hour and a half virtually, and they're up to 50 people, or in an in-person setting, they're 2 hours and up to 100 people. They are so effective. They are experiential, and they allow everyone to experience team building while learning at the same time. So reach out to us at learntoimproveit.com to learn more. If you have a question, my beautiful peep, and you want us to answer it on this show, there is a link to put in a voice note. It's called SpeakPipe, and you will record it. You just hit the button straight from your phone. It goes right to my email. I will hear it and I will listen and I will come up with content for you and answer it here on this show, because we are here to help develop you and for you to improve it, pun intended. So thank you so much for listening. Please leave a review if you haven't already. Send me a note so I can send you a book. And I want to remind you to keep failing, keep improving, because this world needs that very special it that only you can bring. I will see you next time.